Welcome to the Jesus Sisters Podcast. It's not a coincidence you're here.
We thank you for joining us on this journey to seek a close and personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, we're so excited that you are here to join us for our Summer of Psalms on Jesus Sisters. My name's Laurel, and I'm here with my Jesus sister, Allie. Allie, say hey.
Hey, I'm just over here whooping it up.
Yep, we love it. We're super excited to try something different. You know, we're always just trying to figure different ways to get into the Word and share that with you all. And so Allie was like, what if we did a Summer of Psalms? And I was like, sold. That was like, I didn't even have to think about it. Even though I should have prayed about it. I was like, yeah, no, I'm all in. Sorry, Jesus. I'm supposed to pray about everything. But yeah, so we just said, you know what? That would be super cool if we just read a psalm, do one short psalm once a week. We know it's not the same as our regular podcast, but we are busy ladies and we're going to take some time to just kind of rest and recuperate for the rest of the summer. And then that'll take us right into the fall and we'll be ready to go and back in action with our regular podcast. So Allie is going to read a psalm this episode, and we're going to take turn alternating reading psalms each episode. And then just to kind of get us kicked off, I thought that I would read a little bit of context about the author, the date, and the recipients. I have this new study Bible that's my best friend. It's like the perfect roadmap for the Bible. And it is a women's study Bible. It's an ESV. I just want to make sure I give credit where credit's due. It's from Crossway, the women's study Bible, the English Standard Version. So it just gives us a little background and context so that we have a better idea about the Psalms. So I'm going to read that for you really quick, and then we'll jump right in. Mm-hmm. So individual Psalms come from from diverse periods of Israel's history, but at every stage they served as a songbook of God's people. David wrote about half the Psalms. His role as king was more than that of a ruler. He was to represent and even embody the people, and their well-being was tied to his faithfulness. David then writes as a representative, and the readers must discern whether the emphasis of the psalm is more on his role as a ruler or more on his role as an ideal Israelite, in which he is an example for all. The historical occasions mentioned in the psalm titles help the reader to see how faith applies to real life situations. So hopefully that gives you a little bit more context as far as the psalms, but they're just so beautiful. And as Allie was saying earlier, she's like, I just see them as prayers. Like they can be prayers, standalone prayers as they are on their own. So Allie, my Jesus sister, I'm going to kick it over to you and tell us all about your psalm today.
Yeah, I'm very excited. And just to kind of build upon what you were saying, the Psalms is a large book in the Bible, but as some other people might look at it, you know, that it could be a prayer. And a lot of times, sometimes when I can't find the words, I will look at like the themes throughout Psalms, which some of those themes are like praise, God's power, forgiveness, thankfulness, trust. That really has everything you need. So if you're like, God, I just need a word today, you can get into Psalms and I guarantee you can find something. But we know King David wrote half of it. And then I believe the sons of Korah, and then some of the authors are unknown. But this one, I figured we'd get kickstarted with one that we're all probably fairly familiar with, is one of the Psalms. It is Psalm 23. It's a comfort scripture. And the way I look at it is, no matter what we face, he cares for us because he is our good shepherd and knows we are dependent on him to guide, to protect us, and to provide for us. So I just wanted to kind of pray a little bit before reading this to get us started on this Summer of Psalms series while we're rejuvenating, relaxing this summer. We're taking our break, but we still want to stay connected with our Jesus Sisters podcast listeners, encourage you to be in the Word, stay in the Word, keep your personal relationship strong, keep your heart focused on the Lord, because that's really what he's after, and we can't go wrong if we do that. So we're
Love
just
it.
hoping that you'll join in on this with us, and yeah, let's get started. So Lord, I prayed this scripture over anyone who is listening. Bless your word, Lord, so it would penetrate the hardest of hearts. Let us see that you are a good shepherd who protects and provides and cares and loves us, that when we choose your way, you lead us to green pastures and quiet waters. No matter what we face in this life, even death, nothing overcomes your strength and courage, Lord, that you are guiding us and you will get us to our destination if we continue to follow you. And even if we get lost, our shepherd will always come to us because he never leaves us or forsakes us. And the scripture goes, Psalm 23, 1 to 6. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. That was so beautiful. This is one of my favorite Psalms. I'm so glad that you picked this. It's just, we're not doing it justice by just reading it quickly. So we would love for you to go back, really sit down, spend some time in Psalm 23, and just really think about how this applies to your life. Because, I mean, to say, I will fear no evil. You are with me, Lord. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. I'm just so thankful that that's the God that I get to talk to every single day, every single moment, and the God that I get to serve.
Yeah. And that he's our good shepherd. Like, he's guiding us even when we don't feel even when we feel down, or, you know, in this, it's saying like nothing, like not even death can separate us from our good shepherd. And sometimes we just need that break. And to really get that break, it's like, if we just press into the Lord, he's going to lead us to green pastures, to quiet waters, to that peace. And really it's all about focusing on him and taking that time to be intimate with him, and get in your word, and yeah, just have fellowship with him.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
sister.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. And okay. So we will see you all back in a week, and we'll have another beautiful Psalm ready for you, but go ahead, spend some time in Psalm 23, and thanks for joining us today.
Be blessed.